Well, as the Senate prepares to vote on the two articles of impeachment tomorrow, many people around the country, including voters in South Central Pennsylvania, have been keeping tabs on the hearings. The region is largely moderate in a swing state that will be closely watched this election season. As WITF's Katie Meyer reports, many of those in Pennsylvania from both sides of the aisle say throughout the impeachment process, they resigned themselves to partisan divisions.
On an unseasonably warm Monday afternoon, Beverly and Bob Niebuhr are in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. The couple's truck is filled with lumber for a deck they're building with their granddaughter. Beverly voted for Donald Trump in 2016. She says her husband has been tied to the impeachment hearings, but she feels differently.
For days, he listened to this impeachment trial, and I said, it's just a big waste of money. Nothing is going to be done.
Beverly considers herself a Republican and her husband Bob is an avowed Democrat, but neither fits squarely into either party's mold. She says sometimes more government spending is warranted, for instance, to give veterans better services. Bob, meanwhile, appreciates Trump's economic policies and doesn't mind his border tightening efforts, but he doesn't trust Trump to tell the truth and thinks a lack of accuracy affected the impeachment process, too.
They should have called witnesses. He withheld appropriated funds for his self-betterment.
The Nieberts say they mostly steer clear of impeachment talk at home. Both of them have had their minds made up about the trial. And Bob says he thinks that's been the case everywhere.
It was purely whether you're a Republican or a Democrat the way you saw it.
At a bus stop in downtown Harrisburg, Tyree Alston says that's true for her, too. She says she never liked the president, didn't vote for him, and doesn't think it's fair that Senate Republicans will likely acquit him.
I don't agree with Donald Trump being in office anymore. Just watching him on Twitter talking about everything else but what's happened, I just don't feel like his focus is right.
Alston considers herself a Democrat, as does Sahir Marion. He's been watching the impeachment process with frustration.
I don't think it's fair, but it's been like that for years. So therefore, you know, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. Everybody's hands are tied, and we just got to fight through it.
About 10 minutes outside Harrisburg, in the borough of Camp Hill, Pauline Gutschall and her husband, a retired couple, are about to do their weekly grocery shopping. Gutschall says her opinion on Trump and impeachment hasn't shifted since the hearings began. She thinks the Democrats who control the House are out of line.
I think he's been a very good president for us. I think he has done a lot of things for this country. And I think they're wrong. I think they're just witch hunting.
Another shopper, Daniel Shankin, is the father of two young children and a Democrat. He says even though he's never supported Donald Trump politically, he's tried to be cautious when it comes to sweeping conclusions about impeachment.
I don't want to get wrapped up in the divisiveness of the political climate. I feel that if the Republicans feel this strongly and there is nothing illegal about the process, that they're well within their rights and they should be able to exercise them.
And he says despite the obvious partisan divide in American politics, he's holding out hope that after it's all over, compromise will be possible.
We can all weather this. The end of the world is not coming because of this.
Trump's approval ratings have remained relatively steady in Pennsylvania since the impeachment trial began, on average hovering around the mid-40s. The president won Pennsylvania by less than a percentage point in 2016, and the state will be closely watched as the election season continues. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Meyer in Harrisburg.